Welcome back, everybody, to another H3 VOD EXP. Let's go get him. Today, we are talking about more Twitch controversy. And this is truly the Twitchageddon. So today, we're talking about Zoe Spencer and Nina Lynn, who on camera assaulted a FaZe member's cameraman named Saeed. And it's kind of boiling over because these girls who committed what can really only be described as sexual assault. And this poor guy is really actually going through. The first thing I saw was his reaction. I was like, geez, what do they do to this guy? Because he seems really broken up about it. And after we show it all to you, spoiler alert, Twitch banned them for one day.
Oh.
Which...
So they got the proper punishment, huh?
One day? Let's watch it and then we can kind of...
All right. Well, one of them was 2 days.
Why one, oh, two, okay. And one, one?
I don't know.
It's just that none of it makes sense. And like, this was such an easy dub. They're like, oh, sexual assault on camera, easy, permanent ban. But they managed to fuck that up.
Incredible stuff.
I don't understand.
Incredible stuff happening at Twitch.
So let's take a look. Give you a little background on one of the girls, Nina Lynn. This is the first clip I saw of her. Her retelling a story about how she tormented her brother, her little brother, to the point of traumatizing him for life. She sounds like
she sounds like a party.
Here it is. Enjoy.
Never been in a relationship, but I have relationship problems with my little brother, like really bad ones. I was trying to be like an older sister, and like mind you, I never met him for like 6 years since we were born. So I was like 8, he was 6. That's when we first met. And I was like, I have a little brother. I didn't know that. So we met up because I actually grew up in a foster house. And then I moved in with my real parents when I was 8.
So I'll say, it was very just to give her a little sympathy, growing up in foster care is one of the worst. It's just so tough. And that comes with so much emotional baggage and trauma. And God knows what happens to you foster. God knows what kind of shit happens to you in foster care.
Right.
And the feeling of abandonment. And then she was adopted by her parents when she was 8. How weird. It's just bizarre. So, I mean, I can only imagine that would really fuck someone up. That being said, she seems to be a horrible person regardless.
That's when we first met. And I was like, I have a little brother. I didn't know that. So we met up because I actually grew up in a foster house. And then I moved in with my real parents when I was 8. It was very violent, the foster house I was in. I loved them. I loved the people who took care of me. They took very good care of me. But they were also very traditional, as in very old school, where everything was very physical. Like, you know, I've been beat.
Is that old school? I mean, I guess it depends how far. I mean, is that old school? She's like, everyone.
Yeah, I mean.
Everyone was constantly very violent.
Parents used to hit their kids a lot more than they do nowadays, for sure. I don't think universally, but.
It sounds like a nice euphemism for child abuse. It was.
Well, it
is. It's old timing.
Yeah, no, that is. Yeah.
It's just we get a little, we like to enforce our rules a little old school.
Yeah.
What does that mean? Well, I like to chain them up from the roof and throw darts at them. That sounds really bad.
Darts?
I don't know. I don't know what they used to do back then. I don't know what they did to her. Something really fucked up.
You know, obviously. Because in a foster house, I had 2 little younger brothers that weren't biological to me, but they were autistic. I would take care of them, and because they were spent, I would take care of them more. So when I had a brother that had all the chromosomes, I was like, you should be like, okay, like you should.
Yo, Jesus Christ. She has it backwards, right? Well, hold on. Autistic kids have all their chromosomes.
Yeah, no.
Okay.
No, she's using it as like an insult. I don't think she means literally.
Does she think that they had Down syndrome?
I think she thinks Down syndrome and autism are the same thing.
Are they? Are they, Dan?
To autism.
I'm just not sure if you're really asking or not.
Well, I don't know. I'm being educated by Nina.
They are not the same thing.
They're not the same.
They're very, very different, actually.
Not the same.
Completely
Got
different
it.
Thing.
Got it.
Yep.
Thank you for explaining that to me.
You should not be acting sped. Like, you can't be, you know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta be like.
Let's not use the word sped.
He wanted a sister, right? But I was.
Wait, what was she said that this guy said don't use?
Can't be. You know what I'm saying? Like, you gotta be like.
Let's not use the word sped.
Oh, spaz?
Sped. Special ed.
Oh, See, I never heard that. I'm learning new derogatory stuff.
Hmm.
Yeah.
Great.
Oh.
I think that's what it stands for, right?
That makes sense.
Special Ed.
I thought they said spaz, yeah. Which I know is not. That's, yeah, that's not a also nice bad. Word.
Right, that's another one.
But I think that's what it sounded like to me, too.
Okay, sped. So don't say that.
Don't say
it. I guess not, no. Mm-hmm.
Did she do an arm movement as well? Like, could I?
You want to watch it? Do you think she did an arm movement when she said?
No.
I think
she's really old time.
Let me see.
So when I had a brother that had all the chromosomes, I was like, you should be like, okay. Like, you should not be acting sped. Like, you can't be, you know what I'm saying?
Oh, that's what that was.
Yeah, I have not seen that in years.
That is old timey. She's too young to know that.
She did the thing. Like, I don't want to do it, but the thing where you bend your arm and hit your chest.
Yeah, hit your chest.
And then you, what? You don't know?
You never seen that tomorrow?
Well, no, I think.
And then you
I think that's very out of phase, and I think it makes sense that Tamara has never
that's good.
Seen that before.
How old are you?
Because that Wait, was like when fake? I was in like...
No, can I do it?
I guess so. Just to demonstrate you want me what to you're do talking
it
so about.
Yeah. So please, do it. You. Do it. Yeah.
Well, this is not good, Tamara, but back in the day... Kids,
don't do this.
They would make fun of people with, you know...
Mental
disabilities.
Right.
And do this repeatedly, and then they'd usually
You never
make
seen
a
someone
sound.
Do that? And they make us sound like...
Literally never, ever.
Wow.
Yeah.
What a blessed life. Yeah, that is old school. Okay, girl, I see you.
You should not be acting sped. Like, you can't be... You know what I'm saying? Like,
that's crazy business.
Yeah, she's pretty wild.
Okay. And even the phase guys were like, yo, chill.
Right.
Let's not use the word sped.
This is not phase.
He warned us.
Oh, who's... Oh, it's not?
No.
Oh.
Are you sure?
Sorry,
because there's so many of them.
Yeah, sorry,
I feel like...
No, this is some like nectar or something.
Love
I don't
knows.
Know, some okay. Interview
yeah.
show.
Yeah, fair enough.
Something like that. I don't know. I just know it's not face.
Okay.
Fair enough. Our boys would never.
I was like kind of rejecting him. I've always been beat growing up, so I was never taught the right way. It was always through action. So I was really aggressive, my younger brother, and he was like 6. So I beat him until he was like 15 or 13. All the way there, and like Child Protective Services came. We had to fly.
I was like, whoa.
From the people around her.
So like on one hand, I'm like sympathizing with her because she's like, I didn't understand. All I understood was violence. And I acted that out on my brother. So on one hand, I'm like, okay, so she's like acknowledging her trauma and how she acted it out on other people. But then the way she speaks about casually how CPS came, gets again, to a weird place.
Yeah, it doesn't.
13,
yeah.
13, I mean, granted, this is a
all
short
the way
clip,
there,
so
and
far,
like Child Protective Services came. We had to fly to China to evade the police and Child Protective Services because they're.
That's not regular. They flew to China to evade the police and Child Protective Services. Maybe I feel like probably don't share this story.
This might.
Right.
This is not what podcasting is. As a wise man once said.
Yes. Yes. Where's that wise man today?
He's doing great, I'm
He's
sure.
Killing Alert. It. He's crushing it.
We put us in foster care. And we went to China for a month, came back. My dad almost got arrested because they thought it was my dad beating him. But it was actually me. And they all knew, but I wouldn't say anything. And I beat him more to not say anything to the police when they got interrogated.
This is
and
then
he got
shit
really,
to be.
I think it wasn't the physical beating.
That's like a very oversharing. Like he used to beg me to stop, and I just kept beating him. He was covered in bruises so much that the police were called. The teacher thought he was being abused by my dad, but it wasn't.
We
it
had
was
to flee
me.
The country.
Right. I understand what you were saying, too, about wanting to sympathize with her rough background, and that's definitely the case. But you're right. At least in this clip, the way that she's speaking about it, it doesn't sound like she's talking about it in a way that
she's not something, expressing remorse.
She hasn't reckoned with it. It's more just, it's, yeah, exactly.
It's
There's not remorse there. It's just like, yeah, this is crazy. I did this crazy shit. Wow.
Isn't that crazy, you guys?
Yeah.
So, wow. Who put this, who decided to make her famous?
I mean, you could ask that about a lot of people on the
True.
Internet.
I know she was on. She was on Drewski's show, Could Have Been Love, which is like an internet version of Flavor of Love.
She was like a reality star?
Did she have a name?
Her name was AP, which stood for Asian Persuasion.
Okay.
Keeping the tradition of Flavor of Love.
Right,
and
no,
insane
no. That's,
names.
I mean,
is that a real...
They've kept that tradition, I suppose.
Yeah, and people loved her on the show. They the audience
I feel
really
like
her.
She has a big personality and can be funny, I'm sensing. But just like when she starts actually talking about herself, it's scary. Yeah. I get scared.
And then when you see what she ended up doing, it's like, yeah. obviously there's something, something's off here.
Mm. Physical beating, that was
oh, this part's crazy.
Anything, and I beat him more to not say anything to the police when they got interrogated. And then he got released. I think it wasn't the physical beating that was the worst part. It was the mental, like it really hindered him. It disabled him from like being able to express himself. It took me like 6 years to say sorry to him. So I feel like that's why for me, I can't really be affectionate to a lot of people because
you beat up your brother.
I don't know how to.
Okay.
So I only know how to be loud and aggressive, right?
So I mean, kind of tied it all together.
Yeah.
Although I'm sure, I think her brother's probably like, she's like, I am sorry about all that. He's like in a straight jacket from behind glass.
Oh God.
He's like, no, that I
no,
really
that's cool.
Appreciate
it. You could totally use this story to for clout on an internet dating show too. Please tell the whole world about
yes.
it. Beat the fuck out of me all the time.
Yeah, and I really appreciate the apology. No, don't worry about it. Poor guy. Jesus Christ.
Wild.
So that's kind of who we're dealing with here in Nina, Lynn. Now let's fast forward to the actual incident at hand. Interestingly, this incident actually happened about a year ago, but only now is it resurfacing and going viral. So here's the video that everybody's watching. There's a couple of them, and I'll be honest. I think the first part I can show you guys. The second part is actually, I don't know, can I show any of it? I don't know. The second part is definitely worse.
I think you show the beginning, just how they were like.
I think the twerking part is okay to show. I think probably the later part now.
So this dude, Saeed, is a cameraman for one of the FaZe guys.
Assistants.
And
for FaZe Siddiqui.
I don't know why they honed in on him, but they decided that they have to twerk on him no matter what. And here's the first part of it.
Oh my God.
The guys are saying he doesn't consent. Like, people are trying to stop him. Once the word consent comes up, you should like be like,
check yourself.
Yeah. Oh, maybe I'm going too far. He doesn't, you know, that should slap you out of
that. Should be a red flag, whatever you're doing.
He doesn't consent. So anyway,
I don't think he wants to.
Yeah, stay right there.
Now, if this was it, that would be extremely disrespectful, and I mean, potentially
it's already,
even assault.
It's already right? really bad. It's
but,
already really
but
if you continues. if you swap the genders, like I don't think anybody would even question like a bunch of guys grabbing mm-hmm. a girl and like rubbing themselves on her.
Yeah,
that
yeah.
would look I mean, that would look crazy. I mean, they'd be in jail probably, right? I mean, they'd probably be in jail.
Potentially, and I mean, but yeah, this one is already quite bad, and the others that I
gets
don't
much
think we're going to show you is significantly worse.
Yeah, so this is the first part.
Right there, stay right there.
So you can see Nina has Saeed in a headlock, reminiscent of how she abused her little brother, as the other girl, Zoe Spencer, has her way with him.
Hold on. Sit down.
Okay, so they're like, okay, very funny, guys. You know,
right?
You did your thing. Let's all move on. They put him back in his seat.
Mommy and I won't.
That is not the end, my friends.
Hey, do not.
And I feel like a lot of people haven't seen the second part. They've only seen the first part.
Mm-hmm.
The second part, I'm not going to show you guys. Let me pull it up though. But I will describe it as I'm watching it.
You could show the beginning, I think.
Yeah, maybe. So here they are now. They weren't content to hold him down in a headlock and twerk on him. They've now decided to carry him out by his hands and legs, like they're about to throw him overboard or some shit, and drag him into a room where they plan to step up their assault.
Oh, yeah, this is about to be a nice two-man.
No! Yo!
No! Silky! It's Silky! 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 Yo! No!
Now they got it.
Take all this off.
Okay, so you can take it off now. So they continue to take his pants off, I believe, is what they're doing. Taking all of his clothes off. I don't know if he gets...
They try.
Yeah, they try.
Come on, bitch.
So he's laying on the bed. I mean, kind of. He's like in fetal position, kind of crawled up into a ball.
It's a nice bag.
Oh God! Now she's.
No.
She's trying to take his pants off. He's saying no.
And they're going through his bag.
Oh, she's going through his. Why is she going through his bag?
That's the other guy's bag. But yeah, I don't know.
Oh, the guy, his assistant.
Zoe, he's not consenting. He's not.
So once again, this guy's trying to put a stop to it. He is not consenting for the second time, urging them to stop. Everyone's kind of smiling and laughing, but I don't think it's like, I think everybody's a little concerned here.
That's Faye Silky, the one that's stopping it.
And he's trying.
He's trying, yeah. And Saeed said he's thankful that he was there.
Yeah, I will say, I mean, short
he's
of like...
He's seeing that how uncomfortable he is. He's trying to stand up.
He's trying.
He's trying to stand up for him.
He's making an honest effort to stop it.
Yeah.
It's a very strange situation. Like, it's hard to be, like...
awkward,
to know
too.
Exactly
they all know they're
do.
Live, and so, yeah. Like, they want to, like... I don't know. Yeah, not an enviable position to be.
He's smiling, laughing throughout it, which I can see a lot of people using as a means to defend the girls, but it's clearly...
he's uncomfortable.
It's clearly an awkward and uncomfortable
situation
he's dealing
with. Pretty
common
reaction when people get in a stressed situation like that.
And I wish people would even stop trying to make that idiotic argument, because we all know that. It's like... You can smile and laugh when you're not having fun. That happens sometimes.
Yo, that's my bag, bro.
It's condoms.
No.
Can I have it?
No, she's looking for condoms.
Bag. Condoms? Right there. Wait, yeah, condom. Nina, get the condom out the bag. What? You have a copy of condoms. Copy of condoms.
Now, why are they getting so amped up about this? Like, what did this poor guy, Saeed, do to deserve this? They're so dedicated to it. You could show this. This guy is just in disbelief. The other guy, they're tearing open his bag. This dude's calmly recording. You got to catch the action, you know. Props to the cameraman. There's a subreddit for that, Dan, if you don't know.
Oh, yeah. No, that's a good sub.
So he's doing his... He's just, you know, he's not there to ask questions.
Yo.
Come on, Saeed. Let's go.
Right. Let's go, Saeed. Dude, Aaliyah, move on. It's not even like funny anymore. Yeah. Not that it ever was, but like the bit has run its course.
Yo, what is happening? Yo.
Come on, Saeed.
So she's. Nina's going back to Saeed.
Come on, make Zoe happy. Look how sad Zoe is. Zoe's sad. Come on.
I'm not gonna let you go on this. No. I'm not 48 of him. He's not consenting.
Zoe.
So his buddy actually is now stepping in physically, standing between them, which is, again, he seems like a good guy. He's trying his an honest effort here to defuse this.
Now
Zoe's back. Still twerking on him. He's running away.
Yo!
Golly, just leave this poor kid alone. What the hell?
Yes, next time you can tell her no.
Wait, she's laying on him now? Why are they terrorizing him?
I wish I knew the context of this, but this reminds me when I was in high school and everyone knew I was the Muslim kid. I didn't drink or anything, and they would always do fucked up shit to be like, try to get me to drink. I'll
sneak it in your shit.
No. But like, I'll take off my shirt if you take a drink, or I'll do that. It's just creepy stuff.
Peer pressure.
Yeah.
So here he is. Went back to his seat, and then this is Zoe laying on him,
straddling him.
Yeah.
Yeah. Soaking. Zoe, you.
This is just going on way too long. God. This is just like a prolonged assault at this point. This is like going on way longer.
Even
than
the chat isn't with it.
This is maybe the most well-documented...
What the fuck is she doing? What the fuck?
Yeah.
What the fuck? One guy is like W. Okay.
W.
We'll ignore that one. But for the most part, they seem pretty appalled by what they're seeing.
This might be one of the most well-documented assaults of all time. There's like 8 different camera angles.
Right.
True, yeah.
Exactly.
Yeah. Actually, that's true. I was going to say Emeru, but that's not even true. There's only one angle in that one.
Right.
So, no.
Bro, what is
this?
Like orgies all around me.
What the fuck?
Oh my God, bitch.
Zoe, kill him. Zoe.
Oh, nah. Oh, yo. Oh, nah, chill.
It's also tricky because you don't want to be.
They're calling her Diddy in the chat. I just saw.
They're calling her Diddy?
Yeah.
It's tricky also because you don't want to be, you know, you want to help your friend, but also don't want to be too handsy with the girls as well. So it's like...
It's very difficult.
And again, all happening live in front of thousands of people. Like, I don't envy anybody that's trying to, like, diffuse the situation.
I just don't know why they keep going. What I'm assuming the setup is they found out, like, he's a virgin or something.
I think I heard them mention that at the beginning. Well, that's why I was... The twerking clip.
That's why I wrote up my own story, because I was saying he's... I'm guessing he's Muslim based on his name.
Yeah.
And he probably has that reputation of being the
goody-goody. Right, right. He's not going to sleep with anybody until marriage.
Right.
Yeah, it's something like, oh, he's a prude. He's never had sex or he's religious. Let's fucking rip him for a gag.
For a goof.
Where's the condom? I mean, she was asking for a condom at one point. Now.
Yeah, no, it was going way...
When they had him locked down on the bedroom, someone was asking for a condom.
Way too far.
I mean, it's hard to say that that's a joke at this point.
Yeah.
Impossible, frankly.
Yeah. Who's that's yours?
Sorry.
Oh, that's mine.
He grabbed me. Yeah,
okay. Yeah, okay. He's funny, bro. You okay?
You okay?
Yeah, okay. You want some water?
Huh?
You want some water?
Okay.
How are you so okay? Damn, you really unstoppable.
I didn't know that was happening, gang.
You good? You good? He probably feels super humiliated right now and embarrassed.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And everybody's playing like, are you okay? Are you trying to get water? And he's humiliated. He's like, no, I'm fine. You know?
Probably just want everybody to leave you alone at that point. Mm-hmm. Stop focusing on me.
I mean, it's embarrassing just being there, but knowing that you're online. It's
true, yeah. Yeah. Got a camera in your face.
You want to massage me?
She's insane.
Oh, my.
I never see him like
he died right. He said, you look good.
I can't cheat on him.
No, oh, wait, what?
What?
Wait, what? You cheat on him.
So, anyway, that's kind of the heart of what happened there. And then, so at the time, nothing happened, although it seems like it didn't go viral, but there was a lot of people expressing concern, even in face chat, right? Which isn't known for being the most, let's say,
woke?
Feminist.
Yeah, fair.
Theory, mm-hmm. Right? Yeah,
probably not.
First thing I'm going to say in this video is that I'm not a pedophile.
I'm waiting for a phase woke, the chosen one.
Oh, phase woke, so baby.
Facts are mm-hmm. facts.
The Mehdi.
Well, I think it's Faze Banks who starts now. I don't know if you know this, but he starts every sentence with this.
First thing I'm going to say in this video is that I'm not a pedophile.
Every time he starts a sentence, he starts it like that. And it's true. Like, dude, it's okay. You can,
okay.
You can move on.
Facts?
Facts.
Facts?
Facts. Facts.
Facts are facts.
Facts are facts. Facts?
Facts.
Facts. So Saeed recently came out and spoke on the situation, first in a tweet. And as I was saying, I don't know if it was clear, but they were not punished at the time, and it didn't really become a big story until right now for some reason. So here, Saeed recently spoke about the situation. I've been vocal about the situation originally, and nobody cared. Took me a lot to talk about it again. For the third time, it has hurt me once again, where it'll take me time to heal from it again. I've been invalidated by other parties, which don't realize what it did. So he's expressing on Twitter his dissatisfaction with what happened, put it mildly. But on the video, you can really see the impact it had on him. Here he is now talking about it. This part really made me feel for the guy.
I did want it to, like, them being banned is not really anything to me because at the end of the day, like, sexual assault is a crime. And people that say that it's not sexual assault, I don't know what you think sexual assault is or anything like that. But I don't know what to tell you. Like, as a person that's literally dealt with sexual assault previously, it has taken a lot, like a large total on my head.
So he's saying, I didn't catch that the first time. He's saying he's been sexually assaulted before.
Is that what he said? Hold on.
I don't know what to tell you.
He might be referring to this incident.
Right here.
Dealt with sexual assault previously?
Yeah, he says as a person, I've previously dealt with sexual assault. So this poor guy is probably picking up more trauma for him.
Yeah. No wonder he looks so uncomfortable.
Like a large total on my head. I've dealt with something like this before. And I didn't want to, when I dealt with it originally, I was working at a job, and it was a gym, and I told my boss about it, and all he did was make jokes about it. And I tried to talk about it a lot more, and I didn't want to tell my parents. And it did affect me a lot. And this situation did bring back those memories. And that day I was alone, and I just didn't want to, like, I just sat there and thought to myself over and over again. And even this morning I did wake up. I mean, I'm grateful for having friends and stuff like that. And they did reach out to me just to make sure I'm okay. But it did take a lot out of me to sit down and talk about this. Like, people that blame other like streamers for not doing anything, they did do stuff. I've had conversations with multiple other streamers, and they did offer me solutions, and I didn't take them because I just didn't think the outcome would happen.
Yes, sounds really bad.
Oh, that is depressing.
It sounds like he went through something really terrible.
Yeah.
Previously, that feel bad for the guy.
Yeah, I mean, even now, I saw a clip of a streamer saying, like, as a man, you just got to deal with that shit. Like, I couldn't believe it.
It's insane. Well, that's bananas.
Yeah, it's fucked.
And not to get ahead of myself, but that's what one of the two girls was saying too. Right.
I mean, this is very much a link to, this is the same type of shit when, like, a high school teacher, a woman has sex with a bunch of, like, underage boys, and everyone's like, there's a South Park episode about it, like, nice
dude.
Epic, yeah, I mean, bro. Even
nice dude, I would have loved that when I was 14. Epic.
There was that Adam Sandler movie that that's he tried to boy. hide, That's My Boy, where, like, he, as a kid, he sleeps with his teacher, and, like, they get busted having sex, like, behind the curtain, and the whole school sees, and everyone gets up and starts cheering, and he becomes a celebrity because of it. He becomes a rock star, basically, because he slept with his teacher when he was, like, 12. It was crazy.
That's fucking epic.
I was waiting for you to explain the twist where later it ends up ruining his life, but it sounds like it's just epic.
He became president.
It just, like, he went through the struggles of a child star. That was it.
Like, what a bizarre.
Yeah.
They try and bury this movie. It's hard to find.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
It's hard to find.
Yeah.
Adam's proudest moment, eh?
Deeply fucked up.
Andy Samberg's in it. It's a star-studded cast, to be honest.
Oh, yeah.
It's giving Tiptoes.
It kind of.
Yeah, right.
The thing is, people think they would have enjoyed being sex with their
reality
with their teacher,
of it.
But
is totally.
The truth is that even if you think you would have enjoyed it, the mental space, the keeping of the secrets, feelings of guilt and shame, and also just the way that it's going to affect all your relationship going forward, is going to fuck you up. And I think most people, as they become adults, realize how fucked up it was, you know?
Mm-hmm.
Right.
Even if at the time you're like, this is epic.
Yeah.
So it's not really cool. They're an adult. And I mean, a teacher is even in an even more sacred position as a guardian.
Yeah.
So it's even worse, you know, for that. But anyway, Zoe apologized for this back in May right after it happened. Let's see what she said about it. Sponsored by Steak, by the way.
It's probably not her sponsor. It's probably the person who posted the
clip. Oh, the Clippers?
The person who posted it.
Those
Clippers
are on their shit.
It was hard to find a good re-upload of her.
Well, shout out
apology.
Steak, I guess, then.
Yeah.
They're making it happen.
To make him feel uncomfortable whatsoever. And I know that I definitely crossed the line with everything. I was just trying to be funny, and I was just trying to make a moment for the stream. And I see that what I did came off all wrong, and it's on me.
Did she add the music?
No.
No.
Okay. So the music's bizarre.
For that. I'm not gonna sit here and act like I'm perfect, because I'm not perfect at all. This whole streaming thing, everything just moved fast. I blew up fast, and I'm still learning how to navigate through everything with all of this attention.
So how do we rate that as far as apologies go? Probably like maybe a D.
Maybe it's good she acknowledged it.
I mean, she acknowledged she did something wrong.
Yeah.
But she blamed it on
But it was very much like self-centered, where it's like, I'm learning. I'm new to this. I'm trying to learn.
It was a prank.
His pain, his trauma was very much put on the side.
Too many excuses for my cup of tea.
That's why I gave her a D, because at least she acknowledged she did something wrong. I maybe a D minus. I'll give her a D.
All right.
I'll give her a D. That's not a good, not a passing grade for the record. No. Far from it. I'll give her a D minus, love.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
We'll round it down.
Yeah.
Yeah. Love's right.
Yes.
Nate, you're not even here. Well, who's, how are you taking sides?
Well,
you're not even in the
here.
Office,
I just
bro.
Heard him. What do you mean?
All right.
Nate, you're not even here. Stop.
How to get it together, Ethan.
But so that was Zoe. Now, Nina, the torturer, as we learned, initially responded to the backlash by saying it was actually embarrassing for Saeed, which is, evil, horrible, the worst thing you could say, pretty much. Nina Lynn is facing a major backlash. This is recently, for claiming she didn't essay Silky's assistant, Saeed, and saying it's embarrassing to get insulted as a guy. Old footage and recent comments made by Saeed show that he was clearly uncomfortable, to say it mildly. So this is actually particularly interesting because it sounds like while this one girl, Zoe, made some effort to apologize when it happened, Nina has ignored it until now when it went viral, and her response is actually it's embarrassing for him.
Yeah,
and she's had time to think about it.
It's true. Comparison to this, like at least she did take accountability. There's
this
something
is like,
I shouldn't be too harsh about it.
No, comparison you to should this, be harsh does. About it. It was terrible.
Yeah, yeah.
But this is an F. But it sounds like Nina's making her look like Christ the Redeemer by comparison.
Yeah, love's right.
Yeah.
Okay, enough, sure. Nate. You don't even know what we're watching.
No, Nate's right.
Probably,
all right, let's hear what Nina had to say about this. And a reminder, this is a year she had to think about it.
If he says, I feel like you did some shit wrong.
No, so the whole Saeed thing, no one essayed Saeed. That's why today I was actually looking for Saeed. I was going to talk to him because he definitely felt disrespected as a person. Me, I take accountability what I do. If you did ask for disrespected, I didn't know. So you got to let me know. If you did, I will always apologize. I mean, that's just normal people. But for him to walk around and say all that crazy shit, you never think about what Saeed's thinking too, though. Like, who wants to walk around being called that? That's embarrassing for him as a guy.
Did they see Saeed today?
Oh my God.
So she's saying that she was protecting him by not acknowledging it, I think she's trying to say.
Yeah.
Because she's like, oh, who wants... But then she also said, first of all, he wasn't sexually assaulted.
Right.
But also, I'm intentionally not bringing it up so people don't say he was sexually assaulted. I mean, it's a little fucking wacky. This girl is dangerous. She is really, really, really damn... Yeah. I don't know, man.
I was looking everywhere for him.
How did you try to patch that up?
I think he came out.
Oh, he was here. But I didn't see him at all. I saw one time and he disappeared.
No, the moment I came by, he wasn't...
Okay, so she said... It's embarrassing.
It's embarrassing for him.
Yeah.
She got a lot of shit. And nice then lady. So she spoke about it again on stream.
Now, this started to get picked up by big people like XQC and Asmongold. Both made a video about this talking about how horrible it was. And and in reaction even to Twitch looking at this footage and being like, one day ban? Why do anything? Why even like get involved? It's such a negligent, insane punishment. They would have been better off pretending like they didn't even know what happened.
Right.
Yeah, that clip, to my understanding, and at least in my experience, was the first clip I saw, basically. So if she didn't say that, she would have probably gotten away with all of it without any public
scrutiny.
Was that
what sparked the new...
At least to me and I think to a lot of people.
Interesting.
That kind of blew it up.
So the clip was going around, but then her response definitely boosted it everywhere. That clip that we just watched.
I mean, listen, it was enough of a thing that people here were still asking her about it.
Yeah.
Right?
Yeah.
So now that she's on the record saying I was actually protecting him by not saying anything about it because it's embarrassing for a guy to be essayed. Also, nobody was essayed. So she got, I assume, a lot of shit. Mm-hmm. And now she has a different opinion about it, which I'm sure is super genuine and not to do with the fact that she's being clowned on by, or clowned on, put it mildly.
Canceled.
Yeah.
Everyone else who is talking about me right now, whoever creator, whatever streamer, I truly could give a fuck. I don't care. Okay, anything they say, I don't care.
Is this the apology?
Great start.
Yeah.
Okay.
You don't get your nails done when you give an apology?
I mean, multitask. Girl boss.
Yeah, to be fair, you're just sitting there the whole time.
You gotta
pop out an apology real quick.
What happened is between me and him, I will literally talk to him, and if he doesn't want to talk, that's completely fine.
whatever happens, I'm only worried about him. I'm worried if he's okay and if his mental is okay. That's it.
Now you are. Like, now you are. Forgive me for not taking you 100% seriously on that one there.
Yeah.
It was him. And it wasn't me or nothing. So I'm not really over here being like, but what about me? It's like Chad. Chad, I'm always be alright, bro. Trust me. But I want to make sure he's okay. Dead ass. Because he's been very nice. He's been always been very nice to me, you know? Who are we talking about? Guys, we're talking about Saeed. And this situation, what I'm talking about, has nothing to do with YBG and none of that. So I don't want to hear his name, but it only has to do with me and Saeed. And listen, I'm old enough to own up to what I did wrong. And during the situation, I genuinely 100% thought it was a joke. I just thought he was laughing, so I'm like, oh, like we all just laughing and geeking, but... Yeah, I see. It is wrong. It is really, really wrong.
So like 2 days before, she's like, first of all, there was nothing happened, just right. So you know. But now, all of a sudden, okay, all right.
Wrong, you know, he clearly was uncomfortable with it, you know, and he was very hurt by it, so that's all that we know.
She seems really torn up about it.
Yeah, real.
I got mad love for Saeed. Like, no matter how much or what he says about me, I do got mad love for Saeed, and...
No matter how much he says about me, I mean, he's just saying what happened. You know?
God.
Like, what? He's not even out there, like, talking shit about you. He's just, like, traumatized.
But great. I said this 3 times already. He's been nothing but a good person to be around. Always welcoming. Even after the situation. Every time he see me, like, hey, Nina, how you doing? I always go, hey, Saeed, how are you? Like, it's like seeing an old friend.
Yeah, he does seem like a really nice guy.
Yeah, why did you do
that? Which is kind of what made him vulnerable to you.
Yeah, exactly.
Okay, Nina, great. She said sorry somewhere in there.
Somewhere in there, kind of.
She literally didn't.
She said she felt bad for something. She didn't specify.
Right, yeah.
You know? I mean, and she did take time out of her
out of her Manny session, yeah.
Which is big. That's important
it's
time.
That looked like a nice nail salon. It's hard to get an appointment sometimes.
Yeah, you want to sit there and enjoy your time. You don't want to talk about, like, the time you sexually assaulted someone.
Right, yeah. Mm-hmm.
So, if I mean, props.
Props where we can get it.
Being sarcastic, by the way, to all the...
Yeah, I picked up on that.
To all my friends who need that clarified. So, later that day, Saeed tweets, thank you, and he still plans on making a response. Okay, let's hear what he had to say.
So this was
literally
just vague.
Thank you.
Yeah, that's exactly what he said.
Well, is that in response to somebody?
So I wasn't sure because maybe he was just saying this.
I
was
think probably just for the general amount.
General,
I don't think he's thanking her.
No, I don't think he's thanking her.
I think he's happy that people are actually hearing him.
Yeah, and taking it seriously.
So he said, thank you. Still be making a statement later.
Okay.
Here's the top comment, by the way. Ski God, gotta be gay. N-word grossed out by getting twerked on. Generation Fruitcake, shake my head.
Jesus.
Wow. Cool guy.
Okay. W Nina, W Zoe, he's still saying, bro, you gotta fucking get a grip.
Wow. All right.
That's crazy business.
Thanks for proving what he said.
Yeah exactly. Dude,
that's crazy.
Dumb.
You didn't have to say anything, honestly, bro. You could have just
probably shouldn't have.
So XQC now reacts to it and demands Twitch bans Zoe and Nina.
Is
which
this
seems
pre or,
like
pre or post ban?
I believe this one is pre ban.
Banning them would be the obvious outcome of something like that, right?
Sure.
Like, you know.
Adam says, "I should have seen." Is it a gentleman?
Oh, I thought that was the clip.
I thought that was the clip too.
Okay, so yeah, no, he has a lot to say about this. You got to listen closely, though.
Video. It's like a cartoon when a nigga starts throwing ass. Chat, but now reverse the roles. Hold on now. Okay. Some girl is cornered, okay? And then some guy pulls out his fucking schmeaty long sausage, okay? And
Jesus.
He starts to forward pointing. Oh, now I'm weird. Oh, now chat says, whoa. Now chat thinks I'm weird for saying that. Something happens, I reverse the roles, now I'm the one that's weird. I didn't even say anything. I didn't do nothing.
It's a decent point, except
Well, he they didn't pull their genitals. Yeah, out. It's well, not I quite the equivalent, like, but it, maybe, I get his point.
Maybe
the roles
just
reversed.
Like showing your underwear, like your dick in your underwear, you could still rub it on them.
A dick in briefs?
Yeah.
Yeah, but I wouldn't describe
a dick
and briefs.
I wouldn't describe it like meaty, whatever the fuck you said. If it was still
meaty schlong, I think.
Meaty schlong. Listen, I think his point is
he's just talking for himself. Yeah, I get what he was saying. Roles reversed.
He gets a pass.
Yes. Right. Yeah.
Yeah. Love's right.
Yeah. Thanks.
Thanks, man.
You know. So XQC's on Twitch about it, which is good. And so after this and a bunch of uproar, both creators on October 24th were suspended. Zoe for 24 because she made like a deep apology, and Nina for 48 because she made an F apology.
Oh, I see.
Interesting.
It sounds like. Why the... first of all, they both did the same thing. Why would one get more than the other? Okay, first.
That I don't know.
Second of all, I really would like to know who made this decision and why. Let's hear an explanation here.
Like you said, they would have looked better doing nothing and just pleading ignorance.
Yeah, because
by
now they're like
coming down on
it,
but so softly, well, it's like that's like a statement.
Saw it, and we don't think it's that bad.
Yeah, we think it's deserving of a day ban.
Well, it really was a lot of other creators. As much as I hate to give them credit, Asmund Gold was like, "I'm going to write to them, and like I'm going to have in writing that I reported this to, you know, really put pressure on them to do something about it."
Mm-hmm. Saeed responds to their ban by saying, "This is just unreal." I mean, it's just a slap in the face, honestly, because like nothing happening would have been better. Because again, this is just sanctioned by Twitch now. You can sexually assault someone and get a 1-day ban on Twitch. That's fucking nuts. So yeah, Saeed said this is unreal, which it is,
mm-hmm.
Right? Nina's back with another apology.
Oh, revision?
Uh-oh. Okay, this is her third.
Exactly what situation I'm talking about.
This is her third try.
Third attempt. Okay, here we go.
First one was.
I have a good feeling about this one.
You think so?
Yeah, I don't know why. I don't really have a reason to think that, but it's just a gut. Yeah, third time's a charm. Tomorrow's right.
The first time she said nobody was essayed, and it's cringe for him.
Yeah.
The second time she says I'm kind of sorry.
Well, that she felt bad for him.
I feel bad. And then this is the third one.
This whole thing just made me realize, bro, that I gotta do better. I gotta do better as a person. I got people supporting me. I got people looking up to me, and I gotta do better, bro. And if things happen, you know, instead of just wondering if it's really wrong or not, I'm just gonna go up there and say, yo, bro, that was my fault. And
she's kind of hedging. She goes, listen, I don't even want to comment if it was right or not what I did. I'm just gonna be the bigger person and apologize. I mean, that's actually worse than the second one.
Yes.
This is a step backwards.
We've gone backwards here. She's saying, I've realized I just need to apologize and not worry about it. It doesn't really matter if I did anything.
Sounds like she doesn't think she did anything wrong. Because she's like, whether I did anything wrong or not, I just...
Yeah, it sounds like she's cynically saying, I realized I should just say sorry and people get off my back.
Yes.
I don't think it's cynical. I think it's out of ignorance. I don't think she understands what she's saying. Maybe I'm being giving her too much credit, but I just don't think she can really. I think there's another issue here than cynical, but
stupidity is that what is that the implication?
I like to say ignorance.
Okay,
probably relating to human the other human emotions.
And I'm not giving her any credit or anything. I'm just. Observation.
That's fair. I mean, regardless though, it's pretty clear that it has not sunk in that what she did is something worth apologizing for.
Let's hear those.
She understands that she should apologize to it, but not why.
We're just barely got started. Let's see what else.
Okay, yeah.
But at the same time, we're gonna give the boy some room. Reached out to him personally, done everything. I've apologized. You know, as sincere as I can.
I'm sorry to interrupt. I'm not the hippest guy, especially when it comes to fashion. But is she participating in some sort of contest or meme where she's wearing that, or is her outfit just a trash
Looks
bag?
Looks like she's in the splash zone.
Yeah, I mean, it might be that she's doing an event, but also maybe this is just
is that high
yeah,
fashion?
Yeah, I'm not sure.
I don't know.
She could be like at Universal or something.
Yeah, maybe.
It looks like
SeaWorld at night.
Mugatu's like trash.
Right, yeah, it's very Mugatu.
I totally get it, bro. That's exactly what I want for him as well, too, because that's probably more comfortable for him, you know? Whatever's more comfortable, honestly. Hope he's doing okay. Shout out you, Saeed. Generally sorry about
everything. Shout him out.
Shout out to you, Saeed.
Oh, you know what I'm saying? God. Ignorance.
Do not shout Saeed out.
Yeah.
He does not want you to
shout
him out.
He doesn't want to hear from you.
The hell, dude?
Yeah.
Everything I've done to you. And I'm always open to talk. If you don't want to talk, up to you.
He doesn't want to talk. No.
I'm saying I don't want to force you to do nothing. And shout out to everyone that's supporting him right now, even though
she in a sumo. Oh,
okay, she's in a sumo outfit. Yeah. Okay, all right. Okay.
Also, interesting. Also, an opportune time to make a heartfelt apology
in a sumo wrestling inflatable outfit. Yeah. Yeah. No, that's good.
I like that.
If they're coming after me, I don't give a fuck. Oh. I think it was good. I think he has a good support system. I think he should have that. You know what I mean? And I'm glad that now he's finally vocal about it. I'll be honest. I truly, truly had no clue. Bro, no joke.
That's not true because the other girl apologized like a year ago when it happened. So
maybe they're not that tight.
Right.
Yeah, I don't know.
Maybe.
I had no clue. But now that I know, you got to fix the issue. You know what I mean? It's not even about content. It's not about how people think about me. I'm not gonna lie, I never give a fuck what people think about me. From the day I did social media to now, I never give a fuck what no one think about me, bro. Genuinely, bro. Genuinely, this is not for content.
I don't believe her.
But it's not for content.
I don't believe her at all. I think you're very insecure.
And what?
Dude, bro.
What do you stream? What does she think that she's doing this for, if not for content?
This apology is not for content. This is an aside.
I see.
Then me saying this shit is not to get bonus points, bitch. Genuinely.
Well, don't worry about that, because you're not.
Yeah, no.
You're not getting any bonus points from anyone for this one here.
I hope he's doing okay.
Shout out. Shout out to Saeed. Shout out to my victims.
It's like, bro.
Imagine, like, Bill Cosby shouting out one of his victims.
Yeah, shout out.
Shout out. Sorry. Hope she's okay. She has a great support system.
Sorry that happened to you. Glad you're doing better.
I didn't know.
Shout out.
Is he still alive? He's still alive.
Yeah. Maybe.
Yeah, and out of jail, right?
Yeah, he got out a while ago.
During COVID, right?
On like a technicality, right?
Yeah, his case got thrown out on some weird
stupid technicality
thing. Yeah.
Oh, he's 88. Fuck.
Shout out.
With the toothpaste and the cocktails with the pills in it. Sorry, that's not a good impression.
Nah, we ain't doing that.
Sorry. So, follow up here. Uh-oh. There's more.
Oh, no.
A resurfaced clip now shows Nina sexually assaulting another creator.
No.
This guy's toast. Now, at first I saw this clip, but what really made it put it into context for me was his explanation for it. I'm going to play this first because I feel like it really peppers the video. So, here's what Disguised Toast said about the clip we're about to watch. This clip is going around with recent convo, so I'll address it. I was trying to get a massage from the physical therapist when Nita, an IRL streamer I have never met, pushed aside the therapist and started grabbing my ass while I was already laid on the table. I felt pressure to go along with it because three IRL streamer cameras pointed at my face, and also being at a sponsored event, I did not want to escalate the situation. I was extremely uncomfortable the whole time. Definitely should have said something in the moment and regret not doing so. And honestly, a little ashamed of myself for not speaking up because I just know if I ever spoke about it again in the future, people will just say, well, you should have stopped it then. So now that we've seen his explanation, chiefly that he doesn't even know who the fuck she is, and she elbowed out the actual
massage therapist.
Yeah. And so here, let's watch.
Everybody up?
The fact he doesn't know her is wild.
No. You ready, Emma? You ready?
Yeah, go ahead, Nina. All right. Okay, bro.
Not that bad today.
I know. Concentrating on the butt.
Okay, girl.
No, Nina. Wow, you have the best masseuse, Toast.
That was good.
Wow, she is so bold. You'll love to see it.
All right.
So bold, so bold.
Why are you touching him? You don't even know him.
Yep, keep it up.
It's crazy.
Yep.
She's, and it's like never enough.
Good job, man.
No.
You ready, Emily?
So that's what's going on with Nina. Nina.
She should have her hands cut off.
Whoa.
Jesus.
That's all very punitive, Tamara. You believe she should have both hands removed.
That's what they would have done in like Tudor times.
So, I mean, in summary, these ladies have done some really terrible things. And also Twitch seems to think it's not that big of a deal. We've also passed judgment here. Tamara has decreed that we shall remove the hands of Nina. Is there any other body parts you'd like to remove, or is it just the hands?
She cannot keep her paws under control.
So we'll cut them off.
Well, before we go too far down that road, can I propose that there may be a middle ground between a 24-hour suspension from the platform and amputation?
Hold on, in terms of
punishment, I feel like there's a lot of ground to cover between.
You're talking about just cutting her fingers off.
Yeah, you know, 30 hours and fingers.
Fingers off.
I think we can cut the cutting altogether.
No, just
cut out the cutting.
How about this? How about we cut the hands off for 24 hours?
But I don't know that works.
There's hand guys.
An interesting new option.
Okay, how about this?
There's
she
hand
has
surgery.
To pretend like she has no hands for a week. She has to hide her hands and have no hands for a week so she knows what it's like.
I see where you're going.
To get her hands cut off and not
You've
have
lost
them.
Me.
I don't know. Because
I'm just trying to be like, I'm trying to be humanistic.
No. I understand where you're going.
She
got to
do like this for like a week.
Right.
Well, in that disguised toast situation, she doesn't need hands. I mean, she could jump on them. You know, she could do something with her feet, too.
Perhaps we could remove her brain and upper spinal stem and place
it. You want to lobotomize her?
No, not kill her. And no, of course not. That's inhumane.
I'm saying temporarily
remove her nervous system and put it into some sort of some saline gel.
We could actually freeze her,
and she can experience oblivion essentially.
You want to kill her?
No, I do not want to kill her.
It sounds like death.
No. I want her to experience sort of like an advanced version of a sensory deprivation tank.
It's like when you're asleep. It's like, you know, when you get anesthesia.
Right. And the beauty of this,
and you disappear.
And that's the thing. It's so esoteric, that experience, that it could actually just take place for like an hour, and for her, it would feel like an eternity.
Mm. Right. Okay. Yeah. And do you have someone in mind to do that procedure?
I'd have to check out some Yelp reviews.
I'm going to step forward here as the adult in the room, and I'm going to say, I admonish you. You guys are violent.
You cannot admonish me.
What I'm saying is let's leave it up to the authorities. You know what? No, let's leave it up to Twitch.
Well, it's not. Apparently, that's not going to cut it.
Let's leave it up to the authorities.
Yeah. Yeah.
But there it is. Saeed, we support you. We see you. We hear you. And you dropped this crown, King.
We can do that in post.
Can you add that in post, love? Can you add a little crown to his hand?
I'll add something else. A mystery thing on Ethan's hand.
Oh!
You dropped this.
That's exciting.
King. Here, I'll do like over here. You dropped this, King. Well, that's all we got here today for you on this story with Saeed, Nina, and Zoe. Let us know, you know, are you pro or against sexual assault? Let us know what you think in the comments. That's what Philly does.
The way he approaches it is a little
Whose side are
more
you on?
Tactful. Well, I just...
No. Whose side are you on? Are
I'm
you
on your side.
On Saeed's side or Nina's side?
Let I am on Saeed's comments. Side.
Okay.
I am fully on
Saeed's
side.
I am
too, side.
For the record. But I just want to sit on the fence.
Okay. Well, fair enough. It's worked for Phil.
All right. Guys, we obey the law here always. We are a lawful nation. We believe in lawful nations. We are citizens who agree to the social contract that we
that's
participate
right.
in.
Right.
Yes. And, well, that's all I got to say about that. So, thanks for watching. This has been a VOD VOD, Video On Demand Experience. See you next time, folks.
Okay, great.